Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, Ambassador of Peace. By Professor Zahiruddin Khwaja, Raichur, Karnataka. Definition of peace. Peace is understood as a condition in which war, enmity, conflict, and violence are absent, and individuals, societies, or nations live in safety, prosperity, and contentment. Accordingly, peace has often been defined as the absence of war. However, this is considered a negative definition. According to peace scholars, peace is not only the absence of war but also the presence of justice, freedom, mutual respect, and cooperation. In other words, peace must be accompanied by justice. History of peace. From ancient tribal life to autocratic monarchies, human history has been dominated by war and violence. The historian Edward Gibbon once remarked, "History is indeed little more than the register of the crimes, follies, and misfortunes of mankind." Ancient historiography mostly recorded the wars and conquests of rulers, not the good deeds of common people. Yet, the spirit of goodness and human welfare was never absent. Religions such as Hinduism, Buddhism, Zoroastrianism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam have always taught peace and tolerance to their followers. For example, Buddhism's doctrine of Ahimsa and the Treaty of Hudaybiyah in Islam are early historical examples of peace through religion. In modern times, leaders like Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, and Martin Luther King Jr. dedicated their lives to peace and brought about great social change through nonviolent struggle. At the collective level, after the devastation of World War II, the world moved toward peace and established the United Nations in 1945, with the aim of promoting global peace. Yet, the UN has not been able to fully succeed in this mission. Norwegian sociologist Johan Galtung, 1930-2024, considered the father of peace studies, distinguished between negative peace, absence of violence, and positive peace, presence of justice and cooperation. Maulana Wahiduddin Khan's vision of peace. Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, 1925-2021, is among the greatest intellectual leaders who presented Islam as a religion of peace and tirelessly worked for the establishment of peace. He argued that peace is not merely a tool for justice, it is a supreme value in itself. Unlike those who linked peace with justice, Maulana emphasized that peace itself is the greatest blessing, summum bonum. Without peace, justice, education, or development cannot exist. His principle was peace for the sake of peace, not peace for justice or peace for any other condition. He gave the example of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. First peace was established, then justice followed. Thus, lasting change is only possible once peace is secured. Another of his principles was that although peace is a bilateral matter, it can only be achieved through unilateral initiatives. Without that, peace remains impossible. Maulana transformed peace into a complete philosophy of life, declaring, "Peace is the only way for both man and the universe." He considered peace not merely a political strategy, but a universal, moral, and spiritual necessity. Peace in Islam. Islam literally means peace and submission. One of God's names is As-Salam, the source of peace. The Prophet Muhammad was sent as mercy to the worlds. Paradise in the Quran is called Dar-As-Salam, the home of peace. Muslims greet each other with As-Salamu Alaikum, peace be upon you, the Prophet said. A Muslim is one from whose tongue and hands others are safe. Thus, Islam is inherently a religion of peace, and its teachings center on establishing harmony, mercy, and justice through nonviolence. Peace in a plural society. In a diverse country like India, Maulana's principle was, follow one, respect all. This means practicing one's own religion while respecting all others. This formula, he argued, is natural, practical, and historically proven. Like Gandhi, Maulana considered Hindu-Muslim unity essential not only for India's integrity but also for the progress of humanity. After the Babri Masjid incident, he played a conciliatory role, presenting a three-point formula for communal harmony. Peace at the international level. Maulana's concern for peace extended beyond India. On global issues like Kashmir and Palestine, he consistently advocated nonviolent, negotiated solutions. He stressed that armed struggle only deepened crises and that real progress could come only through dialogue, patience, and peaceful coexistence. Regarding Kashmir, he urged people to focus on education, economy, and constructive development instead of violence. He even wrote to Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf, suggesting a peaceful settlement through normalization of relations with India. On Palestine, he criticized the culture of glorifying violence and instead called for a shift toward teaching peace, dialogue, and reconciliation as the true way forward. Nuclear weapons. Maulana strongly opposed nuclear weapons, urging world powers to dismantle them unilaterally. For him, true power was the power of peace, not destruction. Recognition and contributions. For his nonviolent vision and efforts, Maulana Wahiduddin Khan received international acclaim. He was honored with several prestigious awards during his lifetime, such as the Padma Bhushan in January 2000, the Padma Vibhushan in January 2021, the Rajiv Gandhi National Sadbhavana Award, the National Citizens Award, the Demiurgus Peace International Award, and a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Islamic Society of North America, ISNA, in 2015, among others. He authored numerous books on Islam and peace, including *Prophet of Peace*, *Islam and Peace*, *Islam and World Peace*, *Age of Peace*, *True Jihad*, *Nonviolence and Peace-Building Measures in Islam*. He also produced leaflets such as *Quran and Peace*, *Hadith and Peace*, and *Manifesto of Peace*. Maulana Wahiduddin Khan's teachings highlight that in today's turbulent world, peace is not just a political necessity, it is a spiritual and moral obligation. His life was dedicated to spreading this message. He urged people to rise above reaction, revenge, and hatred, and instead embrace positivity, forgiveness, and compassion. His writings and speeches continue to inspire us with the timeless message. Always prefer peace, for without peace neither religion nor the world can survive. He fulfilled his mission of presenting Islam as a religion of peace. Now it is our responsibility to carry forward his vision so that humanity may know that Islam is truly a religion of peace and well-being. Theta, those who pray to God live under his protection.